In this bulletin, Australia marks the new year with several COVID-19 outbreaks, new border restrictions and limited celebrations. Victoria mandates mask wearing indoors, and in sport, Lewis Hamilton becomes Sir Lewis Hamilton. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has recorded three new cases of COVID-19, all are close contacts of three cases that were detected last night. They're linked to a gathering at a Thai restaurant on December the 21st and may be linked to a New South Wales case. Officials say a third lockdown in Melbourne is not being considered, but aged care centres should ban non-essential visits. Health Minister Martin Foley urges Victorians both inside and outside of the state to make sensible decisions.
Do not go to New South Wales if you are in Victoria. And if you are a Victorian in New South Wales, well beyond Wollongong and the Blue Mountains, come back. This is a very serious situation. Victorians who have sacrificed so much are not going to go back to a situation where we faced what we did in the past winter. We are ahead of this. We need to stay ahead of it.
Indoor household gatherings have been reduced to 15, and face masks must be worn indoors when people are outside of their homes. New South Wales has recorded 10 new COVID-19 cases of community transmission from 28,000 tests conducted. Five are linked to the Avalon cluster, which numbers 144, three are linked to the Croydon cluster, one to a transport worker, and one is under investigation. Dr. Kerry Chant warned of tougher restrictions if testing rates remain low and more cases surface with unknown sources.
Until we got the Croydon cluster, we were on a more pleasing trajectory. Obviously, the Croydon cluster has raised that spectrum. But if we start seeing cases where we don't know the source of them, particularly in the presence of low rates of community testing, that really elevates our risk threshold, and it means that we will be having to take even more precautionary action. The sooner we can find any missed cases in the community, the quicker we can close down those chains of transmission.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian pleads with citizens to wear masks but has not announced any measures to make them mandatory.
Can I stress again, if you're in an indoor place, if you're going grocery shopping, if you're in a place of worship, you have to wear a mask. You should be wearing a mask. But obviously in outdoor settings, if you can't guarantee social distancing, if you can't guarantee all the other factors which make it COVID safe, you should also make sure you're wearing a mask. You shouldn't be catching public transport really at this stage if you're not wearing a mask.
And South Australia will impose a hard border with New South Wales from midnight. Premier Stephen Marshall says only returning residents, people relocating on a permanent basis and essential workers will be exempt. And millions of Australians are celebrating a much quieter new year than usual, with restrictions in place to combat new outbreaks. Fireworks displays have been cancelled in Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide, Canberra and other major cities, while people are discouraged to kiss or hug others. Sydneysiders are banned from the CBD green zone, except residents, workers or those with venue bookings, while household gatherings are capped at 5 visitors and outdoor gatherings to 30. Household gatherings have been reduced to 15 in Victoria. People must wear masks indoors and are urged to stay away from Melbourne's CBD, while indoor and outdoor gathering limits apply in Queensland, South Australia and other jurisdictions. The federal government has revealed 650 welfare scam attempts were intercepted in the past 18 months involving criminal gangs and fraudsters. Government Services Minister Stuart Robb says more than $13 million in welfare payments have been recovered by the work of a joint task force between Services Australia and the Australian Federal Police.
The simple message to Australians is if you seek to defraud on welfare, you'll be caught. We want to ensure the right amount of money is getting to the right people in the right way. We want to take care of vulnerable Australians. And to do that, we cannot allow criminal syndicates, gangs and others to seek to take away money from those who need it. If you try and defraud the Commonwealth, we'll catch you and we will prosecute you.
To sport, seven-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has capped a record-breaking year with royal recognition, being awarded knighthood honours in the UK. The 35-year-old, now Sir Lewis Hamilton, is the sport's first and only black driver who grew up in social housing as the grandson of immigrants from the Caribbean. He has used his profile to campaign for diversity and speak out against racial injustice. To the weather now for New Year's Day, and much of eastern Australia can expect a stormy start to 2021 as the west experiences a heat wave. 35 degrees in Perth tomorrow and sunny. In Adelaide, much the same, 32. Showers for Melbourne, 27. Cloudy and 20 in Hobart. Cloudy and 22 in the capital, Canberra. In Wollongong, a shower or two, 22 degrees. In Sydney, much the same, a top of 24. 24 for you in Newcastle, similar conditions. In Brisbane, a couple of showers, about 28 as well. In Cairns, much the same, with showers, 31. And in Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.